Just a small thought, Mr. Rati, I saw this. It's a very nice, very interesting idea. Why is Megillas Esther called Megillas Esther? Why is it not? There's other main people. You'd have thought perhaps Mordechai. It's written by him, correct? Without going into the feminist, what's the reason? There must be a particular reason. So I heard a very, very, very interesting idea. I don't know if the Megillas Esther has a happy ending. Correct or not correct? Lady Moshe Oves and Chosun Oves. Mas al Oretz, taxes, all right, okay. Pardon? For Motchi, he's saying that it was, so the emphasis is that I think that besides for one person, I think it was a happy ending. Got rid of Haman, got rid of the Tzoras, yeah, okay, bit of taxes, but I'm saying on the whole, the danger was over. Besides one person who was embittered and had a very difficult, her name was Esther. Esther had a tragic life, if you think about it. She had lost her parents. She lost her father before she was born. She lost her mother as soon as she was born. She had a difficult childhood. Eventually, finally, with the thought she gets married to Mordechai, or you the thought that she's a bit of an easier life. But no, as soon as she gets married, a bit later, she gets taken into the Achashverosh's palace. It's the last place she wants to go to live such a life. All she wants is a normal, Heimish life, normal husband, normal kinderlach, normal family. That's all she wants, to have Shepi Dishnachas from her children and grandchildren. But no, she's not. She lives with Achashverosh. Doesn't help to be in a palace. Doesn't help. It's a golden prison, as they say. And she's there, and she doesn't know. She might get killed any day. She doesn't know. It's up to his ideas and his meshugasen, where maybe she's going to survive, she's not going to survive. And she gets imprisoned in that palace. And she knows the issue is in her hands. But at the end of the day, she's only there, not for her own pleasure. She's only there because she has to stay. She's got one son. What's the name of her son? Tayovich. Tayovich is the one. She's got a son. She wants to bring him up she wants to bring him to Cheder. She wants to bring him up with normal Yiddish friends. But no, he's going to be the next king. And she has to bring him up the way, in a very goyish way. She's Achashverosh's son. And all she can teach him is the importance of Beis HaMikdash. And one day, he is going to be part of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. But ultimately, that's not the life that she wants. So why does she do it? Because she understands. She's got the key to the issue of Klal Yisrael. She does very selfless reasons. All her life, it's a difficult life. It's a tough life. It's not easy for her. She's undergoing a lot of challenges. She had no choice, she could have escaped, she could have run away. But we don't see her anyway complaining. We see she's davening to the Ben Shalom. She is the prototype of a person that just does her Kodesh Baruch Hu. She realizes that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants her to do. And she does it. She does the Ratzon Hashem without her own, and putting her own wishes behind that. And that is what a Yid is meant to look like. She doesn't always chap what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from her. She doesn't understand what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from her. At the end of the day, she's the... And that's why it's Megillas Esther, because she was Moisei Nefesh her whole life to fill the Ratzon Hashem. Right, okay, we're up to Siman Tov Ayin Beis. We continue with the halachas of Haseva and we are up to see Zayin. We're going to speak about the Ravyu here again. Right, we discussed the importance of Haseva, and in fact, we even discussed what happens, we started the discussion on page 160, what happens if a person fails to be meisiv? And here comes the halacha. Siv Zayin. Kol mi shetzorich haseva, whoever needs haseva, which excludes, perhaps women, perhaps Talmud b'fnei Rabbi, perhaps father, but whoever needs haseva, kol mi shetzorich haseva, imachal, oishos ha-baloi haseva, if a person fails to recline, lo yotzo is not yotzo's obligation. Ve'tzorich lachzor, lechoil, ve'lishtois be'haseva, needs to redo it again. So here we learn a really important element, that it is, as we say, Loshna Gemara, it is me'akev. If you do the mitzvah without reclining, you are not yoitze. And now, obviously, we mentioned how can it be, haseva is only rabbinical, the mitzvah is the Raisa, how does that work? But we see halach lemaisa that it is absolutely ma'akev. If you don't recline, you're not yoitzer. Continues the Dilma and qualifies that in the following way. Some say, nowadays, some say that nowadays, it is not the norm to recline. It is in a strange way to, we don't really sit elegantly whilst reclining. It is worthy, the opinion of the Rav Yo is worthy to rely on him. So there is that opinion. The Ramos starts off saying that there is that opinion of the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo again, what did the Rav Yo hold? That's right. Since nowadays it's not the elegant way of eating, therefore, but yevet, it doesn't matter. That's the opinion of the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo holds even lechatchila. The Ramos says we can't be soimich. We can rely on the Rav Yo at least when it comes to a bet yevet. Therefore, the dalet koisos matzah, whatever you did, you didn't recline, you're still yotze. However, the Ramos doesn't go that far. He's not happy with that psak. He says v'nirali im lo yishos kois shlishi revi be'aseivam. He differentiates between the third and the fourth cup. And the first and the second. Why is that? If you reclined for the first and the second, but you didn't recline for the third or the fourth cup, then if you forget to recline three and four, you don't recline again. You don't drink it again. Why? There's an additional problem that if you would be drinking again, there's actually a kula in that. You're going to do a leniency because from the third and fourth cup, if you drink again, it's as if you'd be adding to the four cups. That issue doesn't apply for cup one and two, but that issue is a problem for cup three and four because you're not meant to drink after cup three and four, you're not meant to drink again. Therefore, let's say you didn't recline for cup three, or you didn't recline for kois four, and now you're drinking again because you're machmir, because you're not yoitza, lemaisa, ultimately you're meikil. It's a chumra, the osili de kula, it's a stringency, which actually simultaneously leniency as well, because you're adding cups. You're not meant to add to the four cups. We know there's four cups, and there's a rabbinical problem to drink more than four cups. And he would be drinking more than four cups. But when it comes to cup one and cup two, you should do it again, but without bocha. Yeah, but there is no problem about it because you're allowed to drink. Mishnah Berurah is going to explain. You're allowed to drink before the third cup, you're allowed to drink because there's a meal there as well. Exactly. So there's no problem with drinking. But after the third cup, from the third cup onwards, you're not allowed to drink additional cups. So therefore,
it's not connected with the fact that the first and the second cup have got the right elements to the
kiddush. No. No, it's because... Correct. V'chein be'achilas matzah, similarly also with regards to matzah. If you failed to... if you failed to recline, you should eat matzah again. You should. V'chilachil yosef, kol asud la'adili, you should recline throughout the entire meal. Who, over here, reclined throughout the whole meal? Does anybody recline throughout the whole meal?
No, but I just wonder why we don't.
So the answer to your good question, why we don't, is Abshalom Zalman. There is no Mishnah Berurah. Well, there is a little bit. And Mishnah Berurah just says, seems to take on that we do. Kol Asud, I'm going to start with the last Mishnah Berurah. Yes, if Kol Chof Gimel Kol Asud, Bachilos of Ishtiyose, the Ramah said, Tichatchila, Mishnah Berurah says, you should, both by drinking, by eating, you should recline. Ubedevet Yotze B'Shas Achilles, Kiz Matzah V'Abakoyz, Tichatchila, Ubedevet, if you did the Dalet Koyz and Matzah, you're fine. Lemaisa, I'm going to start with the last point over here. Hibshom Adaman says, nowadays, it's not right. It's not right, because it is, nobody elegant would recline. It's based on the Rav Yo. It's based on that Rav Yo. Just it goes even a bit further. It says nowadays it's so peculiar to 2020. It's just so weird to start reclining. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says that we do it only for the mitzvah part. For the meal, it would be it's a lack of, it's not even proper to do it. It's just not right to do it. It lacks, because nowadays it's so strange to, nobody would recline anymore nowadays, under normal circumstances. So you don't do it during the meal. Shlomo Zalman is very much of the opinion that there is no lechatchil anymore to recline during the meal. Going back to the earlier point, if you forgot to recline, let us see, Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Chof, second wide line. V'nirali, deim lo yishasa. So the Rama says, if he differentiates between the first two and the last two cups. The bein koisler is shoynois. Between the first cups, the mutter lishto is kamer, but you're allowed to drink as much as you want. Kedemuchle kamon simen tof ein gimel. As we're going to discuss later, in the next simen tof ein gimel. So echlachzle velishtois. You must drink again. Imlo you also are safe if you didn't recline. Te lu yehei. Elo shtias reshus nami shori. If it would only be a stomach drink, non-mitzvah drink, a regular random drink, it would also be permitted. So therefore, even more so, if you're drinking again because you failed to recline. Masha Einken, however, im shoch lo'ase, because achoynois, if you didn't recline for cup 3 or 4, ein lachza velishtos, you should not go back and drink again. Shareshtias reshus also sham, because just stum drinking is prohibited. Because it would appear as if you're adding to the 4 cups. Therefore, since according to the Ravyo, you don't have to recline in the first place. Therefore, it is considered a permitted and not a obligatory drinking. The also ben koisachizono is, and that would be forbidden during between cup 3 and 4. Yeah. Minority opinion. Yes, so the pshat, the question is, the answer to your good question, the Ravyo is not completely out. We are still, we don't lechatchila paskin like the Ravyo, but it is a serious enough opinion. It's not just the Ravyo, it's other Rishonim as well. So the Ravyo is, the Ramah's opinion on the Ravyo is that we can rely on it to some extent. We don't lechatchila rely on it, but to some extent rely on it. So, but without the Ravyo, what would it be? Let's just make that cheshbon. What would happen if you wouldn't be relying on the Ravyo? We'd have to do what? Then what? Exactly. Yeah, then it would be as if we didn't drink 3 and 4. Then the halacha would be, you didn't do the mitzvah at all. According to, you didn't, and therefore, you'd have to drink it again. Perhaps even with a bocha, I don't know. But then it wouldn't be a problem of kemoisi v'alakoisos. So it turns out that the Ravyo here actually ends up being a chumra, not a kula. That answers your question as well a little bit. The Ravyo is not a kula, but the Ravyo is a chumra. Because of the Ravyo, we are obligated to drink again. It's considered as if you didn't drink. Because of the Ravyo, it's not a problem of kemoisi v'alakoisos.
Why doesn't batois apply to matzos? I know there isn't such a designated shear.
You mean on the first two nights during Seder? No, so it's a good question. Why is it no? It's a very good question, and the tip speaks about that. So the answer is because Be'erev Tochel Matzos. The pasuk says in the evening you should eat matzos, and therefore it seems that there's only a limit. It's a minimum share, but there's no maximum share. Whatever you eat is still included in the mitzvah, and whatever additional eating you do of matzah, you're increasing on the mitzvah. Be'erev Tochel Matzos. It doesn't say. Right. Okay. Okay. Now, so gentlemen, so if we forget, halach lemaiser, just really important. If a person doesn't recline, it happens sometimes. Person doesn't recline, halach lemaiser. If you didn't recline for matzahs, what happens? Do it again. If a person didn't recline during dalat koisos, first two, you do it again. Sorry, is it last two? You won't. Yeah. You must drink the 4 kos al haseder in order. What happens if a person didn't, he fell asleep, he was very, very tired before seder, he just wanted to sleep a little bit. Instead of sleeping for 20 minutes, he ended up sleeping, he just wakes up before chatzos. You know those stories. You know those stories. And he quickly makes a kiddush and drinks four cups in one go. Tak, 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 tak. And he's going to do maggid afterwards. So here Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. They all have specific times they must be drunk. Al ha-seida, in order. But if you're drinking them without going to their particular places, then you'd not be yotze. They must be drunk in Al HaSeida. And as Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof Dalet points out, Al HaSeida Perish Yoyim HaGod Bein Time, that they must, you have to have the God in between and not at the end. I just want to mention I forgot to mention the top line of the Mishnah Berurah, which is important as well. What if a person didn't recline for Afikoman? It's fine. Didn't recline for Afikoman. No Aseba Afikoman. What do you do? What would you say? Again? Oh, here comes the Ravyu again. Mishnah Berurah, Miu, top line. Be'afikoymen im shochach lo'ochloi be'aseva. If you forgot, and you didn't recline during Afikoymen, lo'yachso v'yechlenu, you should not have a second Afikoymen. Do osu lechol shtepa of Afikoymen, because there's an issa of eating twice in Afikoymen. It probably has to do with the Ravyu as well.
But what about when you're listening customers, and isn't there, you can do a Tanai of some kind, then you're having the Afikoman twice, aren't you? If you do the Tanai...
You're not having it twice, you're only having it once. You have it, halachically, you only have it once. Either then or then, you're not having it twice.
That's not what having the Afikoman
twice. That's not having it twice, yeah.
You're having the bets a bit though, aren't
you? Yeah.
And that's not the first one with the Afikoman, and what's the second one?
Then it's not the Zman anymore, it's not Afikoman. Yeah, it's a controversial one, but it's the mamish, that's part of the issue with this.
It's like having to go twice.
Well, I hear it's a valid point, but Lemaisa, this over here will not be, you're Lemaisa having it twice. Once you're doing it with us, once without us, it's a good question, I like your question, but Lemaisa, you're having Afikoman twice. Once you messed it up, and the second time you're having it properly. However, if you make it Tanai, then one of the two times you're having an Afikoman proper, and the second time is already not. If the first one was Afikoman, then the second one is not the Zman of Afikoman anymore. It's a valid point. The question is a lot better than the answer.
The second one was not an Afikoman either. I'm just eating matzah.
Yeah. All right. Good. Sif Tess. No, because it's not the Zman anymore. The truth is that is a bit of a sticky point on the Tanai. Now, after Chatzos, you could eat already. But according to that, according to Avnei Nezer, it's not the Zman anymore. And yeah. Okay, we move on. Sheira Kois. Discussing now we finished Haseva. We're going to discuss now a little bit about the Shia Kois. Okay, how much a person needs to drink to be over to the Dalat Koises? So we know this rabbinical mitzvah of Abba Koises on Leila Seida. How much is that? So Shia Kois, the minimum Shia that a person needs to drink of Dalat Koises, Revi'is, Le'achashim Zigenu, after it was diluted. We remember that wine in the times of Mishnayos was very, very strong and it needed to be diluted. So, if your person only has the pure wine, it's much too strong. So the Revi'is we are talking about is after the water was added. Otherwise it would be too strong. In fact, if you only have the strong wine, you're not Yotze. We're talking about Revi'is Le'achashim Zigenu, you've got to drink the entire amount of what's in the kois, or at the very least, the majority. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof Zayin. V'shiuroi Ein Le'el Simen Resh Ein Aleph, this discussion over there, what exactly Revi'is is. Yeah, so how much do we say that is a revius? Yeah. A 150, 180, very good. So, easy way to remember is, easiest way to remember is, Kois, do you know that? That story of Abchaim, Abchazanesh, Abchaim, they say the story. So, somebody went to the Chazanesh and told him that, you know, you've got a proof that Abchaim Noshe is right. He wasn't really Abchaim No, but yes, we call it Abchaim Noshe. You know, because the Gematria of Kois is 86. Which is very easy. It's a very easy way to remember. It's 86. 86. CC, right? So that's 86. So Chazanish on the spot apparently answered. Yeah, that's okay. But what's the gematria of Kois Hogun? Kois Hogun, appropriate cup. So if you do Kois Hogun, it's going to be Hogun. Hey, is 5. Gimel is. Plus 3 is 8, plus Vav, plus Nun, right, which is his share, 150, yeah, Kois Hogun. So he said, no, Kois might be 86, but Kois Hogun is 150, so that was his share. So yeah, but it might say, it's important to remember that this is not a Machloikas, it's famously known as, and we call it Machloikas Chaznish, Abchaim No. And that's why some people make that erroneous mistake. And they say, well, who was Reb Chaim No already? I saw this in the safe. I was shocked to pieces. So who was Reb Chaim No to argue with the Chazon Ish? Which that itself, I don't like the question so much. But it's based on a mistake. Because he wasn't the Chazon Ish, and he wasn't Reb Chaim No. It's a much earlier machlokes if Niskat No Shurim or not. So it's much earlier, it starts from the Tzach already. So we call it the Machloikas of Chaim No with Chazon Ish. So 86 to 150. So we're going to talk more about this, but we leave it for tonight. Just to summarize, what we learned this evening. We learned tonight, Pesiat Dishmaya, that if a person didn't do any reclining, so for the first two cups, he has to do it again. By the way, you make a bracha or not? Yeah, and for cups 3 and 4, you don't drink again. A matzah, we said, if you don't do matzah with a seva, you do it again. However, when it comes to afikoman, you don't. Then we spoke about, correct. That's Mishabu said, it's cotton chav base, below bracha. Now, Abba Koisois must be in the right place, in the right order, with the right interruptions in between. One after the other, you're not Yotze. We spoke about the Shia Kois, which is a Revius. And more on the Shia Kois, Tumay Mitzshem, at 6 o'clock, Be'ezer Hashem.